What is the cultural phenomenon?
No, I'm just thinking about how I have documented some pretty incredible things in my life through Facebook, and I was wondering if I could print it out or make a book of it. Because, and then I started thinking about how all these people are creating these timelines, and they're sort of like journals of their life, much more than most people would journal. Like, people don't journal, never journal to that extent. Like, just, oh, I'll take a picture, and then I'll add it to my book, you know, or I'll write what I'm thinking about right now, you know. Like, really random stuff. Like, I could read you some pretty funny things from my friends' timelines that I find. They're news feeds. And then also, it's not only that, but, like, you're making this journal, but then you're also, anybody can read your journal. Mm-hmm. But then I guess it changes it, because what you're saying is more for broadcast. It's not very private.
Facebook's just a CIA front.
Is that a serious comment?
I believe it's very possible. CIA has access to all their data, yeah.
Well, did you want to...
Doesn't everybody have access? Well, I guess unless it's public. Unless you're... What you mean, if somebody's the CIA, has to be your friend?
No, it means they can go in there and look at anything they want.
The CIA doesn't investigate. Yeah.
NSA.
they're looking at Iranians' Facebook pages. That's what the CIA is looking at. But yeah, wasn't there like a thing that just came out recently about the NSA can have access to all of our stuff?
Yeah, Snowden, wasn't it?
They track all of everything.
Yeah. They're reading my Facebook posts. They are monitoring Sophia's growth patterns. Because she's going to be a spy.
Yeah, I mean, they might have programs that are sifting through all of our Facebook stuff for anything that they're, you know, that they're looking for.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to... Sorry, is that bugging you, that Apple noise?
Not as much as you... actually talking about
it. Another thing, Facebook tracks a lot. Even after you log off, they're still looking at what you did. Facebook.
You're just paranoid.
No, there's an app called Ghostery that I downloaded, and if you put that Ghostery on there and you go to other pages, you can see whoever's looking at what you're looking at, and Facebook comes up a lot. So Facebook, Google, and Google Analytics, and Facebook.
So, Jai, you're worried.
I'm not worried. I just don't, you know, I'm aware that they track you even after you get off there. A friend of mine posted that, an article about it on Facebook. It said even after you log off Facebook, they're still tracking your moves.
What are you looking at right now, Alex?
She's on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. I'm reading. I thought I was going to read you some posts.
Oh, good.
So the one I just read was a letter from a friend of mine that he's back in town, and he's like, I want to, you know, get together and do work. But then for my news feed, there's this one guy who I love. Here's somebody's talking about Fukushima. Somebody's talking about a tea partier. You know. That one person's talking way too much. Someone said to me today, you come across kind of angry. I said, oh, you're an idiot. That was somebody's post. This woman posted a beautiful photo of her two children, and it says, for you, Daddy, because their father's far away. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful. There's some really beautiful things.
Was that what you were telling me you were going to...
No, I was just... Well, I mean, I was just talking about, like, it just goes back to what I was talking about. This woman I know who was... she is a... trains elephants, and has ridden elephants her entire life, and she just got a tattoo of an elephant on her Delilah cock. Just got a beautiful tattoo of an elephant.
So what's your overall analysis, then, of Facebook? I mean, it's not just one thing.
It's everything. Multi. It's like, you know, it's culture. it's our community, you know, because we're so deprived of community, you know, you don't get to really hang out with, look at that.
What do you have to say with it?
That is a picture of this fabulous gay man that I know who's a dancer, and he just put a fabulous gay man picture up on his Facebook.
Lovely. So you were saying?
Yeah, we are like deprived of culture and community, and you know, we don't. It's not like the village is just outside our door, and we go over to our neighbor's house, and like, so because everybody's so spread out. But I mean, I have people. I have my entire life connected to me through Facebook. People from when I was a small child to, you know, recently. Like work acquaintances, you know, I'm connected to everyone. I never was connected to that many people from my life before. That's pretty fascinating. Mm-hmm.
So is there a downside? I mean, some people just don't. My mom is like, you know, time waster. You know, don't. But then she's always commenting on things I put up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's genius. Well, I guess she likes wasting her time.
But Jai sure seems to have a different... But you use Facebook, too.
Really? If someone sends me a message, I go on there.
You used to post.
I used to, but I kind of stopped.
You stopped giving your little... You used to put up, like, little...
My 2 cents? Yeah, I stopped doing it.
My 2 cents. You know, like, inspirational things or, like, poems. Yeah. You used to put up poems and, like, phrases. It was very nice.
I just don't like it when I see they're looking at everything I look at after I log off.
What does that mean, after you log off?
After you log off, this app Ghostery from the Apple Store, it shows you, who, you know, when you're looking at pages, whoever's there with you looking at the page you're looking at. And Facebook comes up on a lot of the pages.
I still don't understand what's going on. Do you, Alex?
They're tracking what you look at.
That Facebook is tracking what you look at?
Yeah. Google is tracking what you look
at. Through the internet?
Through the internet and Facebook.
So what does this app do? It tells you
who's looking at what you're looking at. Who's there with you on the internet.
And it's Google and Facebook?
Google and Facebook. Sometimes Yahoo Analytics.
You know what I hate about Facebook? Is that when you forget your sign-in and your sign-in name and your password... It doesn't let you just say, I forgot it, and email it to me.
What does it do?
I don't know. I'm having trouble doing it.
Okay, you're on Facebook right now.
I'm trying to log into Facebook, Facebook app on my iPhone.
And you forgot your password?
And I forgot my password because I just got a new phone today because my phone died. And I had to get something was wrong with my phone. They gave me a new phone, and I'm trying to reset my phone, and I can't get my Facebook app to work.
Like, I'm talking to you.
Technology really annoys me sometimes that way.
And you're slowed down a considerable amount because you're trying to log into Facebook. I'm wondering,
say you forgot your password, and they'll send you a new one.
They don't.
That's what I'm trying to do.
They just won't. Well, what do? They ask you questions, security questions?
I don't know what's going on.
My question is, do you think that Facebook is reducing the amount of real-life interaction that you have in favor of virtual interaction?
Anything like digital does that, though, right? It's not just Facebook. I mean, TV, live phones, smartphones. I was talking to somebody, and they were telling me about how they were sitting in a park, and that there was an entire family, like, sitting in a park bench, and they all were on their gadgets, iPads, iPhones, whatever. And he was there for 2 hours, and he said it didn't change. They're in a park. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. That scares me. But I've been sitting on a beach and been on my iPhone while Sophia's running around doing her thing sometimes. I don't know. I'm a big offender, a digital offender. How's that?
Meaning?
How's that for a new phrase? The digital offender. Maybe that's my new TV show.
Meaning that you take time out of real life to be in cyberspace.
Yeah. I avoid.
Well, you know, it was Marshall McLuhan's, probably not just his, but I...
The media is the message, that one?
Yeah, one of the things he said was that every time you have a form of technology, you're amputating whatever part of your body that technology is enhancing. Like, when you have a car, you're sort of amputating your legs. And when you have, that's the only one. When you have something that enhances your sight, you're losing the sight that you had originally. So if you have something that enhances your social network.
Nah, you're losing your social network. It's fascinating. Okay, so this one guy, I love this guy. He puts the funniest things down. Like, he really takes, you know how it says, what are you thinking right now, or something like that? What does Facebook ad ask you when you're posting? It asks you a question, right?
What's on your mind, is it?
Is that what it is?
What would you like to share today or something?
Yeah, how funny, we've all done it so many times, but we can't remember what it is.
That's, yeah, interesting.
Okay, status. Share how you're feeling or what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. How come you want your birthday and where you live and your email password? Did you change your email password after you joined Facebook?
To what? What are you talking about?
After you give them your password to import your contacts, did you change your password?
I don't think I let them do that.
Well, you have to do that to join.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you give them your email password?
Yeah, so they can import your contacts.
Oh, I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, you have to do it to join.
Hmm. So Sam, I'm not going to say his last name, Sam finds Fig Newton filling. Newton's filling. That's what he wrote. Sam is off. Sam failed to overcook his chard this evening. Sam wonders if he will overcook his chard this evening. Oh my god, he's just hilarious. It's like
repetitive.
It's just like they're just like so. Like me, Sam says meh. Sam recommends a film called Upstream Color on Netflix.
Who's Sam?
Sam is somebody I knew when I was in high school. He was always this kind of... I think he's like a professor at some university, too. Like in philosophy or something.
So I think that one criticism people make is that you have... Although you have this many more friends, they're that much more shallow, the relationships.
I guess. I haven't talked to Sam in a long time. Every once in a while I might like one of his comments. Like... Sam has a blister on his left heel. He should probably floss, brush, and go to bed. I just think that, you know, there's a statement being made here. Here's his profile picture. It's a person with a t-shirt on and a pig face.
Pig's head.
It looks like they photoshopped a pig's head to their head.
Okay. And what were you going to say the statement is being made?
What's the statement that's being made
mm-hmm.
about that picture?
You said that you think there's a statement or a comment being made.
About the picture with the
picture? You're the one who just said it.
Did I? I don't know what I was saying.
No, I think about Facebook maybe?
Oh, just about his... Oh, I think that, no, his like very sort of menial... He's choosing to... He's making a statement by making all these like very menial statements maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're reading too much into it.
What statement would he be making?
Like that, you know, these very, like, simple things. You know, sharing these on, like, a really, like, simple level
mm-hmm.
is important. Or maybe it's not. I don't know.
Maybe he's ambivalent.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter, really. It's funny, a year ago he was a little bit more specific and more like normal towards like what people actually post on Facebook.
So he's become...
I don't know, maybe not. This is from a year ago. Sam prepares to look smug and practices making snide comments.
How long has Sam been posting these things? Is this like a temporary thing Sam is doing?
I don't know. I guess I could look for you. Do you want me to go in his timeline?
Sure.
And see what he said. In 2007, wow, he's been doing it for quite a long time.
Well, he's been on Facebook quite a long time. Has he been doing this?
Oh, yeah. No, he was always kind of like this, I think.
Is he like this in real life? And what do you think about the difference between people's online and real personas?
What was the question?
Is there a difference between... What is the difference between people's online and virtual selves?
Oh, I'm sure there's like... They're a lot more obnoxious and messy and human in real life. We put forward, you know, a polished... It's just like, you know, like if you were going to broadcast on television. If you were a television broadcaster, you wouldn't like... go on in your underwear and your unbrushed teeth, you know. They do your makeup and do your hair and
brush your teeth. But so you're saying, I mean, obviously it's not that much, it's not that polished when people just type a post, but it's a little more polished at least than the way you really are.
Yeah.
What? How do you think you come
up? Except when you put up pictures of like your friends or family members, and they get pissed at you, like me. Everybody got so pissed at me this summer when I was putting up pictures of my dad and like my brother-in-law. They were like, "Take that picture down," or "That I don't look good. My man boobs are there."
That's another thing: violating privacy.
Violating privacy, I guess, yeah, you can violate people's privacy quite a bit. I got tagged with, like, the most, like, this guy had put up this photograph, and it looked like a woman giving head to a penis, but, like, then you did something to the picture, and it turned out that she was licking a baby's hand of birthday cake. Did you see that?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Okay, so I got tagged in that. Like, somebody tagged me as being, that's a picture of me. And I can't remember, I don't know how to take the tag off. So now, like, when you look at my pictures, there's a picture of a woman, like, with giving head, which is a little disturbing.
My friend's a detective, and he changed his name on Facebook to Aim Uff. In other words, just totally, you know, no name at all. Like, unrecognizable.
Imhoff?
Yeah, that's Michael.
Imhoff, what's that?
E-M-U-F, I don't know.
E-M-U-F. How can you do that? Can you change your name on Facebook? Yeah. I thought you have to have your real name.
Well, yes, he did. And then after a while, he totally closed his Facebook account down. And he's in cyber unit in New York where, you know, they're...
That's a great TV show. That's
they watch all. Pitch. They watch all the cameras and track people through cyber.
Oh, I guess that's what that show point. What is it? It's on CBS.
But he completely stopped going on Facebook. He's gone from there.
Can we end this interview now? Because I don't want to watch my TV show.
Wait, I have one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
Getting off of Facebook. Are we coming to a point where that's almost like unthinkable? Like you would, that's like going off the grid in a way?
Not for me. I got my email.
You're off Facebook?
Well, I mean, I'm not on there all the time. Rarely, if I get a message, I go on there.
You're not like... stalking me?
Do you ever notice me posting?
Do you stalk me?
No.
Do you ever check in on me?
Do you never notice that I post anything anymore?
No.
Stop posting.
I never noticed when you posted anyway.
Lovely.
What does that say?
I don't know. He didn't post that often, and I didn't look that much. So. I don't look that much.
She's
I mean, I guess I got a lot of people who text me now. There's like messaging through Facebook now. Like, have you noticed that? Mm-hmm. Like, that's new to me. So people message me all the time through Facebook. I guess it's cheaper than sending text messages, right? It's free, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought... Well,
I took that off my iPhone, the app, too. Took all Facebook off my iPhone.
You just want to go live back in the woods.
No,
every
time I get off Facebook, I clear all cookies, clear history, clear cachet.
Wow. We are such like different. Like, I figure like if somebody's like really like paying that much attention to me, mm-hmm. like
I just don't want to chew up breadcrumbs.
They have a lot of there's a problem. Because I'm not, like, that interesting in person.
I could get on this ghostery thing right now and show you. You start surfing the web, your Facebook comes up, how many pages you look at.
Then I deleted ghostery from my iPhone. Right. It popped up. Because, see, we have the same account. So, like, when he gets an app, it comes up on my iPhone. And when I get one, it goes into his. Do you delete all the ones I download?
Some of them.
Yeah.
But
it's like, look. We don't have curtains on our window.
Like, well, you don't
anybody who could walk by, it's dark out there. It's completely pitch black. Mm-hmm. And the lights are bright. And we're doing whatever we're doing here on our couch. And they could watch that.
Well, you live... I mean, just to extend that analogy
we
a little bit.
Out in the country.
Yeah, you live sort of in a rural area, and you've got a huge front yard. So if somebody were to really look in your windows, they'd have to be in your front yard.
I'd be like living in New York City
they
with no
go
curtains.
In our front yard.
I'd be like living in New York City right here. And no curtains is like what Facebook is. Yeah. Living on the ground floor. And like
Amsterdam's like that.
Right.
You can walk around in Amsterdam, and everybody's windows are wide open, and people can just look into their lives. And New York is like that, too.
No, you have curtains in your... If you live
a lot of people don't, though. I've seen, like, walk by people's brownstones in New York City.
Not at nighttime where it's like a fishbowl.
So...
this interview is useless, isn't it?
I don't know. So... So, is this the future? We just have to get used to a different expectation of privacy?
And we already have. Like, everybody's got a different expectation of privacy these days. The internet has changed everything.
Yeah, we reconnected on MySpace.
Yeah, he tracked me down on MySpace.
It was my detective friend.
He was with his two friends. One of them's a cop, and he's like, they're both like, wonder what happened to Alexandra. And they're all thinking like, oh, he's going to go do a cop thing. And then what? Chris just like Googled me, right?
Oh, well, it was Mike who got on the internet and found you.
Chris seems to think that he did it.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, they think, but you know, the cop didn't have to do much. He just Googled me.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to have like a MySpace page.
Yeah, I got an account, MySpace, emailed him, and bling.
So, I mean, I think that's everybody's finding. It's
really? So it was like that quick?
Yeah. Since I sent you the message, you were like, call me within 5 minutes. I was like, what?
Fascinating. And look what happened. A few years later,
baby.
Married with a baby.
Yeah.
So, I guess... But we had known each other before. It wasn't like we did like the online dating, you know, meeting somebody. It was like tracking down an old phone and reconnecting. Or an old...
20 years later.
...hookup. 20 years later. Oh, was it that long? No, it was that long.
Yeah, I was like 22 or something.
I'm not that old.
So, but you guys are only together because of social networking.
No, we're
together because we met in the circus.
He did not know where you were. You did not know where he was.
Yeah.
The way he found you was through MySpace. Therefore.
Yeah pretty much. That's.
I guess so.
That's strange.
But we would never have been. It wouldn't have been. I did meet some people through the internet, and it was freaky.
I never did that.
It was weird. Oh, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a big online dating fan or like meeting people through like MySpace or Facebook. I don't know about that one.
Well,
I don't trust that. I mean, I think that like reconnecting with old lovers or loved ones and that kind of thing, yeah, could lead to love.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's watch Coven.
Coven,
which is Sexy Witch TV.